You can't do it any other way. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. First of all, apologies for doing this a little bit late. It's been a hectic week, but I wanted to just share a short thought. I'm going to make it a bit shorter this week. And just to talk about the concept of fighting darkness. Many people here, especially in Sydney at the moment, or in Australia, are feeling a bit dark at the moment. We had the bridge protest last week. That's unsettled a lot of us. We have, what I think everyone would agree, a ridiculous announcement by the government to acknowledge a Palestinian state, which is essentially really what it is rewarding terrorism, which is a sad thing. People are feeling, I have had people sort of share with me this expression of darkness. It feels dark. And I don't disagree. It's very easy to understand that it should feel dark. But the question is, how do we fight darkness? And of course, all the people that need to do the right things will do it, like the advocacy and the debates and all that kind of stuff. But really, and essentially, that really doesn't accomplish much. We're not really winning the information war, the PR war. But when I was a little child, there was an expression that was used in Yiddish. I'll say it in Yiddish, but I'll translate it. And the Yiddish expression went, "Mikenisht avektreiben finster mit abezim," which basically means you can't drive away darkness with a broom. And what that symbolizes is often when we have a dark thing or a negative thing or a toxic thing, we fight it. When we fight it, it doesn't really go away. I'm talking about emotionally or metaphorically. But there's only one way to fight darkness, and that is with light. When we do things that represent light, when we're kind to others, when we do a mitzvah, when we learn some Jewish wisdom, when we do things that are positive, there's another expression in Hebrew, ma'at or, a little bit of light, pushes away a lot of darkness, doche harbe choshech. Ma'at or, a little bit of light, just pushes away a lot of darkness. And that's really what we all need to do. That's it. That's just a brief statement, but it's powerful. Brief thought, but it's so strong. So I just want you for a moment to close your eyes and to imagine something. Just imagine yourself walking into a very dark room. Very dark. You can't see where you're going. You don't know where the table is, where the chair is, what's lying on the floor, where there's a clear pathway for you to walk. You just don't know. And you get frustrated and you feel around, you try to work it out. And you're confused. It's confusion, there's darkness. And just try to imagine the feeling for a moment, like you don't know where you're going at all. Can't see a thing. It's a lot of darkness. It's a whole room full of darkness. Huge darkness. It seems big, overwhelming. And while you just trying to get your way around, confused and frustrated, suddenly someone just turns on the switch. It might be a little lamp, a small bulb, a small filament of light. And suddenly, you can see everywhere in the room. You see the table. You see the cupboard. You see the floor. You see where to walk. You see where to touch. Maybe it's not such a bright light yet. You know, another light maybe. A couple of LEDs will make it brighter. You'll be able to be beautifully visible. But in the meantime, the darkness is pretty much gone. You see everything in the room. Ma'at or, a little bit of darkness pushes away. A little bit of light, sorry. Pushes away a lot of darkness. So let's increase our light. Turn up the bulb. Another mitzvah. Another Jewish learning. Another kindness. And let's bring light to the world. Have a wonderful day.